You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah!
Test. Test, test, test.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. That was weird.
Okay, so technical fucking difficulties. For some reason, I was making sure that my the app was recording us because I didn't want to get too far in depth once you started your story and then the shit cut out. And then right when I went to test my mic, this shit cut all the way completely off. We're now good in the hood with my boy.
So, yes, sir.
Hey, Ron.
Question. What we were talking about last time, is that recorded and we get to edit that in, or we got to start all over?
I believe we'll have to start all over because all right.
It's all good. Because actually, I was going deep in that mess, that story, and I was like, you know what? I don't think the people are willing to hear this yet. Because to be honest, like I need to hold that stuff in real quick. But
bro, it's all good. It's all good.
It was the FBI. Like, hey man, cut this out.
It's all good.
Hey man,
whatever you're comfortable with saying, you can say. You can reintroduce yourself. Tell them what country are you in right now.
Yeah.
Let them know.
This is your boy, Aaron Denario, coming live from Germany.
Oh,
Bavaria, shit. Germany, 3 in the morning.
Bavaria.
It's Bavaria, you know. Southeast Germany.
What time is it over there in Bavaria, Germany?
It's 3. But
3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m. But my sleeping schedule is fucked up, man. I gotta get up in like 2 hours. So, because this Thanksgiving, I woke up at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I'm like, I need to fix this sleeping schedule. So, I'm gonna just stay up. Yeah, it's all good. I'm not even worried about it.
Okay, I mean, hey, man, you want to get on the podcast? I'm making time.
Yeah.
Time zones, it don't matter.
No, time zones don't matter, man. This is something I've been looking forward to. Because I really wanted to touch up on a lot of things, like mental health and goals and passions and, I just want to ask, what do you go by, Ferrella, or what do you go for? You go by Dwayne?
Shit, man, you could just call me Dwayne.
All right, I'm just making sure. I just want to make sure we got any like aliases online.
Nah, you all good.
All right, bet. So, you are somebody I like to see as somebody I would love to work with. You know, that's what we're doing right now. It seems like we got stuff that we're actually, you know, working on ourselves, you know. So I wanna ask, what are some of your passions and how did you get your passions there?
So pretty much like some of my passions, like you're including like my artwork and stuff like that.
I want to say passions, like stuff that you do like this, like you're over here making podcasts and your art. Yeah, exactly. Your art. Why are you so passionate about, like law of attraction and being so, just being deep with yourself, because it seems like we like to do things, you know, like, because societal standards, people are just going to work and going to school, trying to get this job, trying to get this bread. But they don't have, like, they don't go out of their way to do something on their own, aside from the gym, you know what I mean? Like what else, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff that we personally, like, dug ourselves. Like, I like to cut hair, and that's one thing. I like to travel, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. I see you doing all that. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so to pretty much sum it up, what really got me into it is, let's see, I want to say it was probably 2 years ago. I'm fat as fuck. I'm having artist block. I haven't painted anything in a while. I'm fucking, like, I'm not at, like, the highest peak position in my career then that I am now, so, like, pretty much trying to money manage was an issue. trying to understand credit was an issue. Shit, mm-hmm. I was even part-time and trying to maintain, trying to keep my foot in the door at my career and also trying to maintain paying the bills was like a huge issue that also became a conflict within me and myself that I felt like I had to handle on my own. And in doing that and trying to feel like I have to do everything on my own, it mm-hmm. kind of caused conflict with me at home between me and my woman. And I just start seeing us fall out. I'm seeing myself not really achieve everything that I used to say that I wanted to grind for. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I'm sitting here trying to, okay, well, I want to work hard because I want a new car, and I want to work mm-hmm. hard because I want a new house. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to put myself in the same exact situation as everybody else, because I'm starting to realize the only reason that we as people want those things is like, let's get it straight. The biggest killer of joy and happiness is comparison. It's social media. It's passive aggressive, trying to level up on somebody else. And in doing so, you catch yourself putting your energy towards what Aaron and Ariel has going on, when it's like, why am I mm-hmm. worried about him? When it's like, I really need to focus on myself and really just be thankful for me being in a better position than I was.
There we
and
go.
Really just focus on me. So I took a break from everything. Mm-hmm. I started, instead of being so negative about work, I'm thinking, okay, I'm in a better position than most, even though I'm not where I want to be. But the only reason I'm saying that is because I'm looking at person A, when it's like, in reality, compared to last year, I'm in a better position than I was. So it's like, okay, instead of thinking so futuristic, I mm-hmm. started to
focus on the now,
the present yeah. tense, what's yes, going yes. on now, because you don't realize if you're focusing on the future, that's anxiety.
For sure. That's anxiety for sure, man. Everybody talks about that. I just gotta ask one thing. So what I'm hearing from you is that you said you were fat as fuck. Is that what you said? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
You said two years ago. I don't remember that. I really don't remember that. Okay.
Bro, but I dead ass after this podcast, I'll send you a picture when I was a BBW 250 size 42 in the waist. Okay.
What are you now? Like 184, 185?
I'm like 174, 32 in the waist.
There we go. That's what's up, man. Hey, good shit there.
That's yeah, what's up. Bro. And it's like, it's everybody always talks about how, all the things that they've accomplished, but nobody ever really takes the time and tells you the steps it took to get there. And it's like, you feel me?
I love that you say that. People see only the tip of it before they don't see the behind the scenes. You know what I mean? They only see the final out product, but they don't see behind the scenes.
Yeah, like bro, motherfucker, like look, like for example, I won't say how much I make, but like for example, I'll sit here and shit, somebody will see me doing something. Oh, Dwayne, I see you doing this, you doing that, you doing this, you doing that. And then it's like, yeah, okay. And then a motherfucker will be like, hey, can you put me in a position you in? And then you tell them I could put you in the position to get you where I am, but you have to go through all this bullshit behind the scenes shit that you guys didn't tell me, that wasn't really expressed on social media, that I dealt with. And then it's like, when you tell that to people, oh, no, I don't want to do it.
That's something that I saw as well, because you're talking about the bullshit that we had to go through, you know? It seems that when you kind of made that turnaround, I made that turnaround as well, when you were at your lowest, basically.
Yeah.
You were at your lowest. And so that happened to me. I don't know if, man, we barely even talked to each other even before or during high school or after, but after high school, you know, we all kind of went our separate ways, but
bro,
when I broke up, yeah,
it's all good, bro. Life.
It's life. We had to find our own path. But for me, what I wanted to share is that when I, it was like a year after,
2 years after high school, I broke up with my first girlfriend.
Now shout out, yeah, M, yeah, mm-hmm. And I broke up with her because it was we weren't doing anything. We were just at the house all the time. We were just like, you know, like not even working. She had no ambition. She had no goals. I had no ambition. I had no goals. I just played video games. I was working. I just started a job at Domino's. I was already in the Army, but in the Army Reserve, so I couldn't really do much.
Yeah. I remember all that.
Yeah.
I believe you told me why. I think M got physical with you.
Yeah, she thought I was cheating. You know what I mean? But yeah. I was like, you can come over, but she wanted me to pick her up. I'm like, you live like 20 minutes away. Like, you want me to pick you up? Home, hang out with my friend?
I've had some bad experiences with M over you, so I know.
Oh, you for real? You heard about that? She was talking to you?
It was a time we're at a fat ass fucking house party. M needed a ride home. Me and D are like, yeah, of course we got you. She wants to fucking call you like 30, 40 times on the phone. We're like, yo, what? He's not picking, bro. Swear to God. We're like, he's not picking up. Like,
oh, this let's is just after, hit him later. This is after.
Nah,
after,
y'all was, I believe, yeah, y'all was because I was asking about you. And then that's when she got shit faced. So I think it was still fresh.
Okay.
But yeah, I know.
Okay. I just hope that she's doing well. You know, personally, I just hope that she's doing well.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we don't really talk to each other, but we don't talk to each other. But all I got to say is that I hope she's doing well. But what I was trying to get at is that when I kind of broke up with her, I didn't realize how much I relied on her and video games to keep me content. You know what I mean?
It's just like
you play video, you're kind of bored, you play video games, you're kind of bored, you hang out with your girlfriend. When I cut the girlfriend off and I was just like doing nothing, I literally was in my room playing video games. I was like 20 years old. I remember it too. I was playing Call of Duty and I just put down the controller and I just laid down and I said, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Because it's been like 3 weeks straight. I just played Call of Duty. I'm not getting anything out of this. And this is why I broke up with her because we didn't work towards anything. And I'm literally just playing Call of Duty on my days off. And I just laid there and I just like, fuck, man, I'm sad. And this is a time, like, you know, right after high school, everybody's like their school.
Trying to figure out life.
Yeah, yeah. And my two closest friends were Kyle and Gerald. And I remember trying to call Gerald, but he was always in barber school. And he was always hanging out with Lori at the time, his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Kyle, he was in San Jose, and I couldn't go like all the way to San Jose just to hang out with him. And you know, like he's in college, like it was hard already to kind of just talk to him.
Hell yeah.
I was depressed, man. I was really depressed. You know, like we talk about these things, like yeah, we talk about these things where you know, like, oh, you could have hit me up and this and that, but you know, at the time it's hard. You know, you don't think of like, oh, I'm gonna hit up Dwayne, you know what I mean? I'm gonna hit up Delaney and Dwayne, you know.
Hey, but look, I don't mean to cut you off. I just want to add in and then you can continue. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, I felt myself in the same exact situation, bruh, where it's like, I was like I was, I'd say I was 2 years away from reaching the highest peak in my career. And I was literally coming home, playing fucking video games. I was buying 2 ounces a week. I was buying 35 Dutches a week. Jesus. I cannot make this up, bro. Like when I said I had an expendable income of like, I was spending like $600 a week on fucking bullshit, bro. It was like, it was bad, dog. Like bad. Yeah. And then it's like.
But you was getting paid. I was broke.
It's like, even though that's what it was, it's like, damn, bro, I was catching myself with the same broke nigga mentality with actually the means to get myself out that situation. And then it's like, I sat there and I learned, you don't become financially literate by amassing more money. You get that way by amassing less money to get to that position. So it's like, I knew playing video games wasn't gonna get me. I cut that off. Bro, I fucking don't stop fucking smoking hella shit. I even had to start getting into podcasts versus just listening to rap music all day just to give myself some type of active education to shift my mindset as hard as I need to. And then to touch on how you said you feel yourself get depressed, it's like, with toxic masculinity, what we grow up with, what we see within our dads and our uncles, men, you don't cry. You don't talk about your issues. You go mm-hmm. through it alone. You deal with it alone. And it's like, in reality, sometimes voicing it to yourself that, hey, I need to work on myself, is just as good as you voicing it to somebody else, hey, I need help.
It really
either
is,
or is, it all comes with accountability. And that mm-hmm. that was, shit, that's amazing.
I just say a closed mouth doesn't get fed, you know what I mean? If you don't ask, you can't get help, you know?
Not at all.
Yeah. Hey, man, what I was going with is basically I just felt alone and fucking I remember going through my contact list on my phone, because I had the same number since 2007. I went through it, scrolled from the top to bottom. And I couldn't find nobody I could call. And I was like, man, this is not fun. Like, this is depression.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
This is depression. And I've just noticed, like, I am depressed. And I ended up calling one of my cousins. Shout out to Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Sarah.
Shout out to Sarah. And she said, I came over to her house. I'm like, hey, can I come over? Like, I need someone to talk to. And she's like, yeah, I got work in a bit, but you can come through. You know, I drove to her house. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, how do you, I just can't seem to, like, live my life and be happy because nobody is free. I can't talk to nobody. And she just told me to do things on her own. And that kind of lit up a light bulb, man. Like, at the age of 20, I just started doing everything alone. I started watching movies alone. I started shopping alone. I started eating alone.
Yeah,
I started everything alone. You know what I mean? And that just built up a whole lot of courage. You know what I mean? Courage and self-sufficiency. Because yes, I cannot, bro. I told myself I cannot love anybody else if I can't love myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was
the spark. Tough. That was the spark right there. That was the spark.
That's real as fuck. And it's like, it's crazy because it's like once you really identify that if you're wholly, happily content with fucking being alone, not even on no depression, just I'm by myself, I'm happy, I don't got shit to worry about, I'm not stressed over shit. It is an amazing ass feeling that a lot of people haven't gotten there yet, because they'll catch themselves unhappy in a relationship depending on that person to make them happy, unhappy
forcing
in
themselves
a friend,
to stay,
forcing themselves to stay, yeah. having kids yeah, yeah, yeah. to try to revamp yeah. that first love. And do you catch yeah. yourself around friends and that you try to treat like, hey guys, I need to talk to you guys. And it's like, when they don't, then you take it personal, when it's like, bro, mm-hmm. they're your friends, but in reality, they're people. People gonna be people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mm-hmm. like, once you learn how to, okay, if I can deal with my shit that depresses me on my own, bro, that's
a million. That's worth it. That's worth. That's priceless, man. Like, you can
priceless.
Like, I literally till this day, like, I know how to get my mind off things, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people do get depressed and they start sulking it, which is fine. It's only natural to kind of just live in that present and accept it. You know, that's only real human being emotions.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it. You shouldn't avoid it. You should just, you know, kind of go through it. But personally for me, like, you know, when I get anxious or I start getting these bad feelings, I start to clean, you know, I start to get organized. I start to, cause usually when I feel accomplished, that's pretty, like, that's a best feeling ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You make a list, you go to the gym, you go on a run in the morning, you clean, everything's good. It just seems like you can get shit done in the day. So whenever I feel like I'm down, I start cleaning. And it just goes a long way, you know?
Stay goal oriented, keeping something
absolutely.
To keep you active yeah. pretty much, dude. That's amazing.
Absolutely, man. But shit, man, I wanted to talk about another thing, actually.
What's up, man? Anything, anything you want at all? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Trust me, I can easily touch base on a lot. Really learning how to love myself, because even in my relationship, when I felt myself trying to make it seem like things between us were falling apart, and in reality, it was me depending on my significant other to, hey, yo, I'm unhappy. How come you're not making me happy? When it's like,
there we go.
That's,
I like that.
That's
I like that a lot.
Your responsibility. It's my responsibility to have my own life and to make me happy, and yours to do so for yourself. And when we come together, we're good. Like, if we together, amazing. If we not, amazing. It's life. Mm-hmm. Like, don't take nothing personal, man.
Absolutely, man. I feel that 100%. And it's at a young age, I'm so grateful for not for kind of just understanding this, because a lot of people do kind of get sad and they're like, I need a significant other to kind of give me my attention that I need. You know, I've seen people date one girl and then break up with her and find another girl next month and then back to back. It's an ongoing cycle.
Trust me.
You know, I've seen it. I've seen it, man.
I've seen it with some buddy of mine, like a guy that shall not be named, but a good friend of mine is probably like the biggest player I ever met in my life, like on some crazy shit. And it's like, outside looking in, it's like I'll sit there and I'll talk to him, and it's like the lifestyle he'll tell me, I'm like, bro, none of that even sounds fun. He's like, man, what you talking about? I got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I'm like, in reality, you running through bitches, but I'm like, in reality, y'all all falling off the same exact way because you get unhappy. And then I'm sitting here talking to him. I'm like, bro, how's your relationship with your mom? And as soon as I said that, he said, bro, when I was a kid, like, she would just get up and leave. So now when I'm with women, I feel like I could do the same shit. And I'm like, bro, it's really a mental thing. I'm like, if you get past that, it'll really save your life. Like, everything starts mentally. And if you can get past it internally, it'll change everything around you.
It really does, man. I don't even know where to start. Because
what's up, man? Speak your mind.
It really is all about, with, like, right now. Okay, right now, I'm a little depressed. I can't lie to you. I just moved to Germany. So I moved to Germany. You know, I love to travel, and COVID is still present here, so I can't really go anywhere. Like, there was a snowboarding trip that I was supposed to go on for 4 days. I was supposed to get back today and leave Thanksgiving morning, but it was in Austria. Austria went on lockdown for 20 days, and so that kind of cut it off. So the past 3 days, 4 days, I've just been in my room, like Thanksgiving, Black Friday. I just been in my room. I just went to the gym, go to my room, cook with the air fryer, and just watch movies, man. And, you know, personally, I'm not as sad as a lot of people would, because I really, there's many times where I've been through, like, holidays where I haven't been with family. But it's just, I'm just alone. And that depression that I have right now is – it's depression. It's putting me down, but I look at it as fuel. Because honestly, right now I am cutting my own hair. I'm cutting people's hair. I'm starting.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm going to the gym. I'm dieting. I'm running more. I'm making sure my finances are good. I'm literally making the list that I've always wanted to do. And I'm hitting every single note, you know what I mean? Because I'm
staying active. Staying active.
Yes. Okay, because all I have is time. All I have is time, you know?
Yeah, and that's the perfect way to utilize your time. And it sounds like you have, like, the perfect idea of, like, law of attraction. So it's like, when you get in these molds where you feel depressed, it's like, how do you keep yourself active and, like, moving towards your goals? Like, what do you do for yourself to, like, make sure you stay sane?
And this goes back to what is your passion, you know what I mean? Because, like, you ask – the reason why I asked you that, it's kind of a hard question. If you ask an average person, what is your passion? What do you want to do in life? They're just going to give you I want to be a nurse. Like, no, succeed. Your mom wants you to be a nurse. Yeah, you're – or, like, you know, like, there's people out there who want to be nurses. But, like, you know, like – societal standards, we're taught to chase money. You know what I mean? We're a lot of us are not taught to go and enjoy what we wanted.
Okay, so look.
You know what I mean?
So
it's
look,
that parent
bro.
Kind of societal standard thing.
Look, so how you asked me that earlier, I'll literally break it down for you. So when when I wanted to understand money more, bro, you really start to understand that people like us that grew up in Stockton, Aaron, you travel, you've been places. Do you realize when you talk to people about money and goals, their education is totally different from yours? And your education about money is pretty much based off of what you know or the bare minimum of what your parents taught you. And it's like, bro, the brackets of the societal barriers is all based off the educational system given to us to keep us in our zones. Like, for example, I've learned, like, bro, I go a lot of places for my job. I'm always around people. I'm always in different places. And it's like one thing that I understood is when it comes to money, you can go to a place where you think might be poor, but these motherfuckers have Hellcats and Scat Packs and motherfucking Teslas, bro, in a trailer park. And now you sit there like, okay, it's the misinterpretation of money that we are projected on the TV screen. Bro, I don't even watch TV, because if you watch TV, it'll have you sitting there like, damn, I need a bad bitch. Damn, I need a new shoes. Damn, I need a new car. Damn, I really need to travel. When it's like, bro, TV doesn't show you about how to save money. It shows you the outcome. Why you think so many trappers want to go wear designer? Because they think that is how you show wealth. When it's like the people on the TV.
It's not, screen, man. It's not.
It's not, none of that at all, bro. None of that. The whole idea of go to high school, go to college, fucking get college debt, get a fucking new car because you got a degree, get car debt, fucking go buy a house, get a house debt. It's like, bro, you can get $80,000 in school debt faster than you can get a $500 credit card.
That's true. That's fucking true, man. People go straight to college after high school and get a loan.
And they get in the debt cycle, bro.
Exactly.
They get on the same boat as everybody else.
I have nothing against college. I was going to college. I was going to college for a while, you know.
For 8 months.
Where was that, Delta?
Nah, motherfucker. I went to the Art Institutes of Sacramento and transferred to Phoenix.
All right, my bad.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I was at Delta.
Nigga, I went to Delta too, but I went to Delta for 2 semesters on the GI Bill just trying to get some money, and I was like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah, man, it's depressing. But no, I was gonna say is I wish I went to a 4-year college because of the experience, but in reality, it's just perception, you know. Yes. These kids are day in, day out in the library studying. And you know, I just see like college kids partying and going to the club all the time, but that's just a tip of it. The whole lifestyle with college kids being broke in your room, studying, reading, and just surviving on fucking Top Ramen. You know,
bro,
I mean?
think about all the people who make money off of cryptocurrency and stocks and people who sell artwork. Now you people are starting to understand that you don't need a fancy sheet of paper to get some money. All you need to do is find your niche and be consistent at it every day. That's all it is. But college doesn't teach you that. Why do you think the rich get richer and the middle class get poor? Because the politicians aren't rich people. They regular motherfuckers who don't know shit about money. And the people who are dropping out of fucking high school and ended up in Forbes magazine, they not focusing on the educational system like everybody else. They focusing on just learning about money. And it's like, once you go in that direction, bro, it's like society really just have you fucked up trying to just live this lifestyle that's not real and not easily obtainable. Like,
yeah. I can agree with that. And you know, like me, I can also agree. Me and you, we both fresh, man. I know we like clothes. You know, we both like clothes. We do like clothes.
Hell yeah.
But my take with money is kind of similar to yours. It's just, to me, I love having money, but I don't love chasing money, if that makes sense. Like, I love chasing a passion, and I just truly believe that money will be a byproduct. Because, like, don't get me wrong, like, cutting hair, it makes me money. But I enjoy cutting hair because it's autonomous. I can work on my own schedule. I can literally do that in Europe without having, like, you know, a fucking, like, I just tell people, hey, I cut hair, and then I just start cutting their hair. It's just a job that I see is so autonomous for me, and it creates a byproduct, and I just make so much friends. Like earlier today, on the base, because I'm in the military, there's a Facebook page. I put down, hey, anybody looking for a free haircut? Here's like 6 pictures. And then I got like 100 comments just now. Oh, I'll say 100, like maybe like 20. And they were all just asking, DMing me about haircuts. And I was just like, you know, DM me for the price and where I do it, appointment only. And some dude was just like, hey, I see you like to snowboard. Hey, man, if you can cut my hair, and I know you just got here, we can go snowboarding together. I'm like, oh, shit, hell yeah.
Bro.
Shit like that happens all the time. Like, somebody's just like, oh, you like snowboard? Or they start inviting me. Hey, you seem pretty cool, man. You want to go to the club with me and my friends? A lot of girls. I'm like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's just like, I find the passion in cutting hair to just be so networking.
Yes, bro. Your network is your net worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's why it's like, if you step out of the societal race, bro, you start to understand, like you just said, life is about meeting people, experiences. Like, billionaires living fucking mobile homes, bro, because it's like, if you want to buy a house, cool. If you don't, cool. It's not going to measure how much money you have. Mm-mm. So it's like, why not use that house money to retire early and just say, babe, let's go fucking live in Bali for like a year. Like, let's get the fuck out of here and meet some new people.
Straight up, bro. Man, that actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because network is your net worth. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm sure you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
When I first, shout out to my boy, Gabe from France. Okay, so this is the thing. When I was 21, 2018 or 26, no, it was 26, 17. I went to a concert with my boy Kyle and Gerald. We went to LA. It was hard summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their girlfriend. I was fifth wheel, right? I was fifth wheel. And our homegirl Jenny was with her boyfriend and his friends, and they went to a different school. Like, they're from a different city. So, you know, like, I was kind of the odd one out, because the car we had was a Honda Civic, and there was, I was fifth wheel, and then we also had our other homeboy, Peter. And long story short, I had a ride with Jenny and her boyfriend and their friends, and they rode, we got split apart. Long story short, we got split apart at the concert. And I was just like, you know, just drinking with them. You know, I didn't really, like, I was kind of like a little introvert at the time.
Uh-huh.
But I remember being in line at the Hard Summer Festival, and I'm like, man, I'm just sipping on, like, some, I don't know what the fuck I was sipping on, like. But I saw this dude next to me, and I was like, what's up, bro? Where are you from? And he's just like, I'm from France. I'm like, huh? You're from France?
Yeah.
You don't sound like it. He's like, oh, no, dude, I'm from I live here in San Diego, but, you know, this is the crazy thing. His mom is, I don't want to fuck this up. His mom is French and his dad is Spanish, or vice versa. Fuck.
Nah, bro, go ahead.
And, you know, like, he seemed like a cool ass dude.
Yeah.
I was 21 at the time. He was only 17. I'm like, huh? And he, you know what? He was at this concert by himself. And I'm like, wait, what? You're by yourself and you're just doing all this and you just seem like you're having fun. He's like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I ended up being cool friends with this guy. And the year after, I went to France with my sister and her boyfriend. And he met us up. He was really from France. And he met us up at Notre Dame. And he showed us his grandparents' house. And he just talks – he just talks how, like, incredible the opportunities he got to do. You know what I mean?
He
got to do a lot of things. And it just really motivated me. And I just visited him this year in San Diego. He was back in San Diego. And – I finally got to see him again after 4 years, or not 4 years, 3 years. And, man, always good vibes from this guy. And I forgot how young he is. And I keep telling him, like, man, you really motivated me to be, like, who I am now. Like, to do stuff on my own, to travel on my own, to just say what's up, to know all these languages, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, how many languages do you know?
Dude, I can speak English. I can speak.
Why the fuck?
English. My native language, Visayan, which is it's Central Filipino.
Not Tagalog, not Ilocano. It's called Visayan.
Visayan. Then,
with a V. V as in Victor.
Visayan. Okay, I never heard of Visayan.
Visayan, yeah. And then I've been practicing Spanish for about 2 months in a row when I was in Poland. All I had is free time. And so it's a little rusty, but I can say stuff like, you know, hola, ¿cómo está? Mi amor, what else can I say? Quiero un burrito, por favor. No frijoles.
Maybe, I know, let me see. I know how to say.
Yeah, we can have a conversation.
Tu madre es puta fea. Chipo, mi huevo es puta.
Por qué mi madre? Por qué?
¿Cómo te llamo? Like, I could have a conversation. I could survive this stuff for 24 hours.
Shit. Yeah, I like it too. Like, you know, like, it's that biblioteca, you know what I'm saying?
With the fucking library.
Yeah, where the library at, man?
That's all you need to fucking goodness. Survive in Mexico is to know where the library is. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry, guys. Hey, he knows where the library is.
I know. I got the Google Maps. Oh, man. I don't even know where I was going with this story, man. I was rambling. But all I got to say is that I've met people from Paris. I've met people from Arizona. People. I went to Arizona this year to visit.
I lived out there.
And you did? Oh, yeah, you did. Huh? You just said you while going to school. What part?
Mm-hmm. I lived in South Phoenix. I worked in Tempe and Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. She worked in Chandler. So, I was really out there.
It's hot out there, bro.
Hey.
I went there, though. I was up in Millad, you know, I was up in Tempe. I was up in Apache Junction, you know what I'm saying? And up in the hood, you know what I'm saying? With the
Hey, Mexicanos. I swear they eat the hood out there, bro. I'm like,
it's
I'm
not that bad. Stockton.
It's not that bad at all, bro.
It's not bad.
I'm like, y'all niggas is
it's not bad at all. No, man, it's actually really nice, and a lot of the people out there are Caucasian or Mexican, right?
Majority.
That's the major majority of it, and they never seen no Asian before, man.
yeah, bro. When me and Dee lived out there, do you know that they would look at her and they'd be like, "What are you?" She's like, "I'm Laos." They're like, "What's a Laos? Are you telling me you're not Thai or Chinese?" She's like, "No, I'm Laos."
Yeah, man. Like, hey, man. Just, that's well, literally outside of the West Coast,
bro. As soon as you leave Cali, it's like you stepping back in 2005.
It really is. It really is, man. Washington, it's more like Cali. I want to say Washington because I lived in Washington for about 3-4 years. It's kind of like Cali. It's kind of like Cali. Oregon, they're not really. I don't really stay there too much, but. But yes, if you leave the West Coast, if you leave Cali, if you leave Washington, if you leave Hawaii, you know, if you leave these places and go anywhere else, you'll kind of get looked at, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, bro, trust me, like, you go anywhere outside of California, people will really just stare at me and Delana. Like, the fact that we interracial, oh my God. Oh my God.
It's like you guys never seen them before? You know,
bro, we can go up the street to Lodi and people will look at us.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Chill out.
He said Lodi.
See, bro, and it's like you get out and you're like, damn, I gotta really get out and meet people in order for me to understand that life isn't just go to work, get a job, pay the bills, get married, have kids.
No, man.
That don't gotta be your life.
That's actually something I wrote down here. Fuck societal standards, man.
Fuck societal standards. I like that a lot.
Because if I was following that, you know, I'm so glad my parents didn't really like push that on me. They kind of the reason why I say fuck societal standards is because if I was doing all of that, I would just be at home, going to school, going to work. And then getting a job, like, you know, we were talking about earlier, getting a car, getting in debt, you know what I mean? Like, that's not fun, man. You only live once, bro. You only live once. And when I say you only live once, let that, just listen to that. Let that sink in, you know what I mean? You only live once because when you are spending your whole life, your 20s and your 30s, working and not experiencing anything, you're going to get in your 40s and you're
you're gonna get clueless, and you're getting old, man. And even
though don't fucking work your whole life trying to retire. Exactly. I love my job. I do not feel like I'm gonna have a job forever, because it's like I'm not trying to be in the same boat as everybody else. And with the pandemic and everything going on, bro, it really shows you that money will really show you the other side of the glass. And if you don't got money, you just going to fall in line and put that mask on tight like everybody else.
Seriously, man.
And I don't want to be like that. Yeah.
It's gonna hit, man. So to me, I just think that, like, I'm in my 20s. I've made a lot of mistakes, and I've learned from those mistakes. And I wrote down a 5-year plan, because, you know, you ask yourself this, you ask other people this, you're in an interview, people ask you, what do you see yourself in 5 years? It's hard to answer. You can't come up in the back of your head. People just be like, oh, I just see myself working here. You know what I mean? You know, you get hired at, you know how, that's what they expect you to say. You know?
Like, yeah, I know.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Oh, hopefully working here at a higher position. You know what I mean? Like, shut the fuck
up. Yeah, no.
That sounds so stupid.
It does sound dumb, bro. I'm going to give you all the rest of my life.
I know. 5 years is a lot, man. Especially your youthful ones. Especially your youthful ones. Hell no. But I was in Poland last year, and I just had a lot of free time. And I wrote down, like, where do I see myself in five years? And that really hit me, because nobody can really answer that. And I wrote down a self-essay, a 5-page essay. And it was about I don't have my notebook here with me, but I remember surrounding it about by what makes me happy, where do I see myself living, and what do I really I'm chasing after. What, like, rather than chasing for retirement, I was chasing for a nice life in a big city, because I like the city. Working as a barber, you know, probably working as a barber, probably like having trips set up to go travel whenever I want to. In 5 years, I'd be 29 at the time, or 30. I'd probably just have a dog. I don't see myself tying down at 30 or getting married, personally.
Really?
Okay. Well, yeah, the reason being is because I'm in the present now. I don't see myself finding a German wife. I don't see myself finding a wife in the army. You know, maybe it happened, maybe it will, but my goal right now is to travel, to become the barber I am, to network, and also to get out of this contract in 3 years, and get my GI Bill, to get my barber's license, and work some more, and then just have friends in Europe that I can come back and work for. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
That's a little bit. And then, if I find a girlfriend here and there, like, shit, that'll happen. But I'm not revolving my
whole life about trying to be tied down, because,
or having kids. Yeah, like, dude, I've seen people have, like Kanye West is 40. He just had 5 kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like, it's like, bro, I'm in a position where it's like, I've seen people my age have kids and just completely fall apart. So, yeah. I'm good.
It's a little debate. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy for you and Delena. Congrats to you guys. You guys got married, like, what, 3 years now? 4 years?
3 years. Yep.
3 years, congrats. Yeah, because you guys were dating for a while, too. Yeah, no kids.
Yeah, but it's like, we got together at 17. It's like, I'm not going to get married at 19. Like, hell no. Nah. Like, let us, you know what I mean? We just rocking and chilling.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, for me, is I've dated two girls. I've dated two girls. The M and the most recent one I just got out now with, like, 2-3 months ago. M, she was fantastic, but we just didn't have any goals. The girl I just broke up with, it was a little different. I'll touch on that in another fucking podcast, because that's a little deep. It's a lot that happened in that. But
hey, it's all good. It's all good.
I don't see myself chasing another partner right now. My goal right now is to lose weight, because I gained weight over summer, because I just been drinking all the time, partying like a bachelor.
Guy, military boy, playboy life.
I gained because beginning of this year I went on a diet for about 5 months. I lost 25 pounds. I had the abs, And now it's November, and I didn't diet for about 4 months straight. That weight all came back. I'm not fat. It's just the flub. I want my abs back. You know what I mean? That's all I want.
And honestly, that all starts with shit, bro. Your diet. Stop drinking so much fucking German alcohol.
No, man. I've been dieting. Like, I hired a coach beginning of this year. That's what helped me lose the weight. But I didn't hire a coach this time around because I only used the coach for about 8 weeks, and the rest of it I did it myself. And coaching is a fantastic way to lose weight. But I got it pretty well. I got the gist down pretty well. And I was actually considering starting a business myself with online coaching.
You should. You should. You know? You should.
Because that's something I'm very passionate about. And I have one of my friends, shout out to Kirsten. She is learning how to diet. Yeah, shout out to Kirsten. She is trying to learn how to diet and count her calories and count her macros, you know. And I pretty much give all that information to her. You know, my key or my goal for her is to not only to learn how to do it, but also to do it for herself so she can be self-sufficient. Because she's asking me, do I weigh the salt and pepper? I'm like, no, you don't. Do I count the vegetables too? I'm like, you can't.
And then that's where you come in and you sell her a program that has all her questions answered.
Yes, but see, this is where I come with you know, Gary Vee.
Gary Vee?
Yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk, motivational speaker.
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay. If you probably saw him, you probably know who he is. But Gary Vee is a motivational speaker, and he says, and this kind of sounds dumb, but let me say, he says, do things when you're starting for free.
Do things when you're starting for free.
When you're starting these things that you're trying to do, do it for free.
And okay, why would you say that?
Okay, so when I say that, I'm not charging Kirsten. I'm not charging Kirsten because literally I'm learning as I go. I can't charge this person the 100% package. I'm literally just helping her as a friend. That's really what it is. But what she's doing is that she's going to show me some testimonials. She's going to show me some results. And then she's going to be telling her friends about it and that I don't even charge that much. And it long story short, what I'm trying to get at is that from the jump, don't get too hasty on the money. Just be a professional at what you do and the money will come. He's not saying what am I trying to get at? I can't really explain this, but he's more so on the fact that like, if you know what you're doing as 100% as a professional and you know your craft 100%, then you can charge whatever you want. But in the beginning, learn as you go, get this experience for free. It's kind of like cutting hair. If I buy a pair of clippers, I never cut nobody's head before. Am I going to charge them $50? No,
I'm no, but free. I'm going to charge your ass $5 for turning on those clippers on your motherfucking head. $5.
I mean, that's what I did. I'd be like, you know, like, I'm going to cut you up for free. And if you don't like it, you know what I mean? It was for free. And if you do like it, I'll cut you again for free. Or maybe you can tip me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I
it's like the clientele, that. You know, it's the clientele. He talks more about it. He talks more about it in his other videos.
No, yeah, it's pretty much like you pretty much just trading a network as currency. Like, hey, instead of you charging me, I see that you be dancing in that club over there across the street. Tell the lawyers, Aaron said, what's up? I do high top fakes. Like, and most of the time in the world where it's not what you do is who you know, that is a good ass currency relationship.
It really is, man. That's it really is. It really is.
Relationship is the best currency, dog. Go ahead.
If you want to get into a club and you have millions of dollars, of course you're going to get in. You know, you're going to get in. You got VIP. You pay all that money. But if I know the fucking bouncer, I'm getting it for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm going to be looking at you like, look at your dumb ass flexing all that cheese. And now we're standing next to each other.
Yeah, you spent like $10,000 on a bottle of fucking of Henny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. I like that a lot. Like, I've even experienced that in my craft. But also, in your craft of getting started, don't let nobody downplay you. Like, oh, of course, man. What's up? What with a discount. Like, nah, if you was getting cut by Bubu the Fool, you wouldn't ask for a discount. But you're going to ask me for a discount because what, we cool? If we was as cool as you say we are, a discount wouldn't even be a question.
That's the fact, man. That's fact. It's about helping your friends.
It's kind of like that thing where, you know, like if your friend has a business, you're over here talking shit about them, but you over here trying to buy Travis Scott's merchandise.
Nigga's a dick, bro. It's like when it comes to business, you'll also understand that sometimes people won't support you because it's you.
That's true. That is true, man. Instagram and we on social media, we always compare ourselves, and you know, secretly we're just like, fuck, man, I wish I was like this person and this person. So we're always talking down on them. It's only natural. It's human being. It's human belief. It's human nature. You know what I mean?
That's why the suicide rate in teens is so high now. That's why the suicide men in today's society is so high now, because social media puts on a persona that, hey, you shouldn't be dealing with shit. If you fucking in your 20s, you should be a millionaire right now. If you put $10 in Bitcoin, you should have $10 billion right now. If you don't got none of them boxes checked, you fucking up.
If it was that easy, everybody could fucking do it. You know what I mean?
But you go on social media and make it seem like you're the only one not doing it.
It really seems like it, though. It really seems like it.
You sitting there like, God damn, that nigga just bought a house, too? And you sitting there, you don't even know Aaron Grandpa just passed away and gave him the GI Bill for him to go get a home loan to get a house. But you only see the outcome. So now all of my energy to keep me happy is working towards trying to get a house like Aaron, when Aaron's grandpa was in the military for 30 years.
There was a post on that, actually. Where is it at? Ah, here it is. It said, it's like a pyramid, you know what I mean? Think of a pyramid, and then at the tip, about like, you know, put a line at that tip. Not on the tip, but like, you know, like about 3 inches down. It's the work you see, but the work below that line is the work that they don't see, you know?
Yeah.
And that's literally like what it is. Yeah, the tip of the iceberg. You know, you only see what they see, but you don't see what's the hard work and dedication and the sacrifice that was put into this, man. Like, you know, like you see all these people with abs and shit, and it looks so easy. You know what I mean? But
man, bro, you don't know that that motherfucker eating 2 eggs a day. You don't know that he only drink 2 cups of coffee a night. But you working out, going to the gym every day because Aaron done went and got a BBL and got a tummy tuck, and now you thinking, God damn, so all I got to do is buy Aaron's guide and I can get like that? You selling dreams, bro. Dreams has to be the best currency on the planet right now.
That is 100% facts. I was actually thinking about doing a whole thing. It's kind of sounds, it's you know, the wildest dreams is where it should be. You know, I have like the whole business idea that I have, transforming yourself. If you think about it, like I'm gonna make an online coaching business to change yourself. And what else do? I cut hair. I'm gonna change your body composition, and I'm gonna change your hairstyle, and I'm gonna see how that helps. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, I think
man's lifestyle. Coach,
man's lifestyle. Yes, that's a lot of people need these days. It doesn't even have to be men. It could be her. It could be them.
All of them, motherfuckers. Shit. Yeah.
Everybody, man, no discrimination.
Hell no, nah, but it's
that's literally what I want to do, man. I want to become a coach, and not just a coach for losing weight, a coach for confidence, a coach for life, just to get out of your comfort zone, because you don't know what the other, like, I was always about getting out of your comfort zone, because you know you don't know what's the other outcome of that. What's the worst thing that's gonna happen?
And sometimes it's just getting started.
Yeah, it's just getting started. I like to look at it like this, like this way. This might sound a little, like some of my people might get offended, but like for me,
podcast, bro.
It's your podcast. For me personally, whenever I saw a pretty girl when I worked at Boudin at the restaurant, I was like, man, she is pretty, and I'm gonna go say something to her. I'm gonna ask for her number, cause I'm gonna be mad if she leaves and I ain't tried. The fact that I tried is what matters, you know. And she gonna say no. She said no.
Hey, I would rather get a no than a never known at all.
Exactly, because you never know, man. This should be working. Hey, really be writing that number down.
Hey, and you know why it works? Because in a world where you think, because look, you're gonna be sitting there like, oh my god, She probably got hella dudes that are looking at her. Oh my God, she not gonna be paying me no attention. Guess what? Every man is thinking like that. So now no men say anything to her. And now she think all men shy. And you go up there, she'll be like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, this guy, I like his confidence.
It's all about confidence, bro. It really is.
Shit, bro, I don't want to say his name on the podcast. Wait, what's his name? Shit, fuck it. Remember, what's his name? Bubba Richard? Probably the ugliest dude you ever meet in your life, bro. Biggest Bubba Richard ever.
No, man. It's because he got all the girls because he's funny. Because he's confident and he's funny. Yeah. He won Class Clown too.
when you funny, their eyes is closed a lot more. So it's like, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's facts. It's facts, man. The more funny you are, the more their eyes close.
Yes, sir. So you already know. It's all about your confidence. Hey, this show is gonna end in like 5 more minutes.
Oh yeah. We can
they're only an hour long, so I can restart one right after and we could bang a 30-minute one if you'd like.
Let's hold off because I feel like we've been rambling. And okay. I feel like there's some more stuff we can talk about. And this will just be the first one because I got work in about 2 hours. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's 4 a.m. I ain't tripping though. Like I said, I ain't tripping. This was good. I like this a lot.
Hell yeah, bro. Fucking any you want to come on here, vent, cuss up a storm, whatever. This is a free
moment. On God, bro, I appreciate it. It's kind of like, you know, venting, but also just putting out your knowledge out there. And, you know, I don't want to say I'm too experienced, but I do have some experience and yada, yada, yada. Oh, what am I saying?
Like I said,
man, good conversating with you. We got similar minds. I think it's going to go a long way, and I hope to do this again with you.
Oh, bro, definitely. I like the. This was a great first introduction. Great way for the audience to meet you. So the next time that you're on here, they already have an idea what kind of player they're dealing with.
Yes, sir. It's the Soldier Boy player type. You know what I'm saying?
Anything you want to say to anybody before we get off?
Shout out to my sister and her fiance. They getting married. And shout out to my homegirl Kirsten.
Shout out to Kirsten.
We got in a fight. We're not talking or anything, but we're actually just really good friends. But we haven't talked to each other in like 2 days. But we've been talking.
I apologize to Kirsten, man. All hugs.
I did, man. She ain't replied back. Anyway, she gonna hear this. She gonna hear this, and she gonna be laughing. Shout out to her.
Hey,
shout
I to hope this punk. Kirsten, if you're mad after this podcast, man, Aaron, nah, I'm just playing. You probably deserved it.
Nah. This motherfucker. Hey, man, shout out to you. Shout out to Stockton. Shout out to everybody back home. Miss and love you guys. Happy holidays. Appreciate the opportunity.
Shout out to you, bro. I appreciate you for coming. Thank you for being vulnerable, being open.
Of course.
Stay safe from them Germans. So
The germs.
Yeah, the fucking germs, bro.
Germs, I got you, bro. You know what I do.
All right, dog. Thank you, man. All right, man. I appreciate
Let me know
you.
When this is up.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I'll send you a link. Goodbye, y'all. Goodbye, audience.
Till next time. We're gonna talk some more shit.
Till next time, we're gonna talk some more shit. This is Let's Talk Forella, and this is Evan Habanero. Peace out.
Peace out.
Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Sum. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Forella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Forella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.